Hello again. Here I am back at 3 3/4, and I sure hope you changed the speed, or I'm sure it's going to sound silly. Well, first I thought I'd tell you a little bit about, I had a little excitement here in the last couple days. George Buckner called me up about 3 days ago, and we made some arrangements, and he came up to visit us. One of the guys stopped off and picked him up at Quang Nai day before yesterday, and he came up and spent the evening with us. And we went over to the club and had dinner and everything, and then saw a movie. And then the next morning, why, he flew with me and went along in the back seat, and I put in an airstrike, and he went along, took a few pictures, which turned out to be a lot of fun. And then I dropped him off at Quang Nai, and when I pulled off the runway there, I had a flat tail wheel, so I had to get a new tail wheel, and one of the other guys brought it down from up here at Chu Lai. Well, while I was waiting to get the tail wheel delivered, I went into the MACV compound with George and had lunch, and he showed me around his room and stuff, and he's got a pretty nice layout there. It's not bad at all. Very nice rooms. Two to a room. They have overhead fans, and for over here, it's pretty plush living. And then I went along with him in his airplane while I was waiting for the tail wheel to be delivered, and he showed me his area and where he had been working, and we did a little visual reconnaissance work with binoculars. And so all in all, we had a real good time, and I hope to get together a lot here in the future. Especially he wants to come up and go to the beach with me, so it gets kind of hot down there, and there's no way of escaping it down there at Quang Nai, so he plans to come up here and see me again real soon. One of our fellow cohorts here, Jerry Ellington, came down with malaria 2 days ago, so we've lost him for probably a month. They usually take all the malarial cases and send them down to Queen Yan, which is down south of here, either there or Cameron Bay for treatment. And he doesn't really feel too bad or anything, but they never take any chances with it and treat it right away and try and kill it before it gets going too good. So we're running a little shorter handed now, and it keeps everybody pretty busy. Last night outside our little hooch here, we had a big party that was thrown by Jan Stevens, one of the facts here, who was celebrating his hump party. Everybody over here has a hump party, and hump day is when you pass over the hump. In other words, you're past 6 months. So at 180 days or so, everybody throws their big hump party, and we had a real good one last night. We had barbecued spare ribs and steak and hamburger, and Major Blanton whipped up a special his own variety of baked beans, which were just delicious. I don't know what all he put in them, but they were really good. And some of the airmen had scrounged up a few other goodies from around the chow halls, as usual. So we did real well, and as always, we're eating great over here. It's one of the real good morale factors. We're really getting into the middle of the summer monsoon season around here, and it seems to be settling down to a pretty consistent hot days and fairly hot nights too. It's been running about anywhere from 120 to 130 on the ramp, and in our hooch here in the shade, it runs anywhere from 100 to 110, and of course the humidity is quite high, so as usual, everybody fights to beat the heat. And there's only two ways to do it. You either have a fan or you go to the beach, and that's just about it. Or you fly, and with the windows open, of course. And we're getting used to it, I guess, because nobody seems to complain too much. And of course, I've never minded the heat too much, but it is pretty oppressive over here, I'll have to admit. Every once in a while, one of the great big thunder showers from the mountains will drift over the valley. And if nothing else, it shades the sun in the afternoon. But very seldom do we get any rain out of them at all here on the coast itself. And that's why the coastal area is so sandy and dry. It's almost like a desert here at Chu Lai, as you'll see in some of my later pictures. Well, before I gab away all of this tape, I want to tune in a little bit of Vietnamese music on the radio, and I'll tape it to give you an example of some of the local folklore around here. So stand by one.
Quý vị, để khuyến khích em Thúy Liên được 12 điểm. Sau đây chúng tôi xin giới thiệu thí sinh Bùi Thị Phương Loan. Cô Phương Loan 16 tuổi sẽ cao bảng biết trả lời sao của Duy Khánh.
Again. Well, I guess that's enough of that, isn't it? This music over here reminds me of rock and roll. It's very monotonous, and you heard one phrase, you've heard it all. Seems like they're not too imaginative with their music. Besides, you can't understand the words. It might be exciting if you knew what they were saying, but nobody seems to know what they're saying. All I can say is thank goodness we've got the Voice of America, or correction, the Armed Forces Radio here. That's a real saving grace. They keep us up on the news, and have some good programming of music too. So we're surely enjoying them here at July. The Armed Forces Radio comes from various places around the country. Da Nang has a station, and Nha Trang had a station. Most of the larger areas, larger American build-up areas, do have the Armed Forces Radio Network set up, so most places we go, we can get it from somewhere. Well, on the war front, things are going pretty well for us down at Duck Fo. We have been fairly successful in the mountainous areas about 15, 20 miles to the west of there. I think in the last two or three weeks, we've got something like between 200 and 300 VC killed and many, many more captured, especially women and children that are with them back there in the caves. And of course, as I pointed out before, the only real measure of success we have against the Viet Cong over here is how many we capture or kill. And this sounds a little bloodthirsty, but actually it's true. It's the only way we can combat these guys is to capture them and change them over to our way of thinking, or they just get shot out there in the woods. And more times than less, it's the latter. paratroopers aren't too kind of taking prisoners. They found that too many of them just get away and go back and cause more trouble. So if the guy makes any inkling of starting to run, they just let him have it right there. And that's the way it goes. War is hell, I guess. We've been averaging about 3 to 4 airstrikes a day, so we've been staying fairly busy working with the jets. And of course, this is the most enjoyable part of our work, putting in the airstrikes, and it's the most important part of our work. So it makes the days go by real fast, and it looks like that we'll be putting in a lot more airstrikes in the foreseeable future, since there are real believers in air power in this Task Force Oregon. Once again, I'm running out of tape. I certainly hope you enjoyed the slide and tape presentation, and we'll be sending some more in the future. We'll see y'all. Bye-bye. Oh, yes, one thing, Joe. If you get these slides mounted in a holder, it'll be a lot easier to keep up with the tape, I imagine. I'm sure you've already done that, but if not, you'll probably find it'll work pretty good, as far so you won't have to be stopping the tape all the time. Mark's next to me. I just thought I'd throw it in for a suggestion. Bye-bye, kids. Bye, Bethy, Pammy. Bye, honey.